from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, one person is dead after gunfire rang out on the boardwalk in Lone Branch last night. The Monmouth County Sheriff's Office has confirmed the fatal shooting took place on the Chelsea Avenue beach near Pier Village. According to News 12, the incident happened during a concert. Social media posts and surveillance video showed people fleeing and first responders helping someone on the beach. A portion of the boardwalk remains closed and sealed off with police tape this morning, News 12 reports. President Trump is calling a meeting of the National Security Council today after Israel's military strike against Iran. Israel launched what is called a preemptive strike on Iran Thursday, reportedly against military and nuclear sites. Iran retaliated by launching over 100 drones at Israel. A spokesman for the Israeli Defense Forces says the drones will take hours to reach the country. The military is working to shoot them down. On Thursday, New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plackin released new guidelines for collaborations between law enforcement and community-based violence intervention programs. He says having police work with local faith leaders, civic organizations, and grassroots community violence initiatives is helping to bring down the number of shootings in New Jersey.
What we're doing is working. It's working in every community, in every part of our state. Everywhere where we are investing in this work, crime and violence is going down.
In 2024, there were 778 shooting victims in New Jersey, a 16% drop from the year before, and a nearly 50% decrease from 2012. A Monmouth County massage therapist has lost his professional license for good over sexual contact allegations.
Evans Chigonius has been permanently barred from working as a massage therapist in New Jersey under an agreement to resolve allegations that he groped one female client in Manalapan and put his genitals into the hand of a different client's hand as she was receiving a massage in Red Bank. Both complaints were filed with the state months apart last year. Under the final consent order, he agreed to immediately surrender his work license with no possibility to reapply in the future. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A 27-year-old man is dead after drowning in a lake in Winslow Township Thursday afternoon. Police responded to a reported drowning at Penbrin Lake in Tansboro. NJ.com reports. Witnesses say the man went underwater and never resurfaced. His body was found near where he had been swimming. His identity has not been disclosed. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Clouds are rolling in this morning and temperatures will end up 10 to 15 degrees cooler than yesterday. It's going to get even drearier this weekend. That may be even a bigger deal than the raindrops we have to talk about here. Mostly cloudy and dry today. Not as hot, not as humid. Highs will make it to around 80 this afternoon. Not bad. Rain rolls in tonight with lows in the lower 60s, and tomorrow morning does look wet as scattered rain continues. Tomorrow afternoon trends drier, just some lingering showers, highs mid-60s, spot showers in upper 60s on Sunday. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Clinton, 73 degrees. It's 72 in Jackson, Millville, 75. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.